Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceritori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, last Saturday, obviously not what you, your players, or your fans wanted. Players, I think, can respond a lot quicker than fans can in situations like that. How long does it take coaches and 20-plus year coaches to move on?
Well, I think you have to move on quick, but, I mean, there's always going to be a certain amount of disappointment or frustration. But, again, you got to move on because the show goes on, and you got to have a quick memory, and you move on fast, and you got to worry about the next week. And that's all I do. I don't dwell on things. I mean, there's no question. I mean, I wish we would have played better, but at the end of the day, that's a pretty good hockey team, and we're also in their building, and there was a lot of desperation on their part. There's a lot of things that play into it.
Was last week just a perfect weekend to prove that if you do all those little things right, you win, and if you don't, you're probably not going to win?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's just that's common sense in sports. I mean, you know, if you're dialed in and you play well and you're playing hard and you're executing, I mean, teams are hard to play against. And if you're just a little off, if you're just, you know, you're not overly sharp, or you're, like I said, you're just a hair off, you can get exposed.
This long into the season, everyone's still trying to figure themselves out. How many more answers do you have now than, say, back in early October?
Well, I think we have a lot more. There's a small sample size, and I think you kind of alluded to it in one of the first questions. I mean, we have created, a pretty good situation for ourselves where we know if we play good hockey, we can win hockey games, and there's a lot of things that we've done well so far in the early going, and you know, we have the ability of playing good hockey, and we have the ability of winning a lot of games. And, you know, that's probably the one thing that obviously I'm confident right now. But my brother Frank and I were talking yesterday, too. Like, in college hockey, there's no bad teams. There's not one. There's no bad teams. Everybody's pretty good. So you have to be ready. It's the one sport where you can't predict, you know, before the game who's going to win. In college football, you can bat about 850, probably, Schultze, you know, maybe 800. And same in college basketball, maybe not quite that, but you can still, you kind of know what's going to happen. This sport, and you know how unpredictable it is. And, you know, it's the beauty of it. There's no question about it. But also it creates that little anxiety at times because, again, if you think you should win, it doesn't mean you're going to win. And, you know, and if you think you're going, you could lose, there's a good chance you can win. So there's just so much that plays into it.
First couple weeks of the season, I don't know if there's any coach who is satisfied and that they've gotten everything worked on in practice that they wanted to. This far into the season, have you gotten to everything?
No, not everything, but the things that we haven't got to, I don't think are high priorities, but eventually we'll get to certain things, and some of them are just, you know, aspects of they're smaller things that aren't going to probably result in winning or losing a game, but there's also some things that you need to do. And I think we have another off week in 2 weeks, and that's probably a good week to get on some of those things, Schultze.
More with Coach Ceritori when we come back. Our pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceritori. On to the Ferris State Bulldogs, Tom. I want to spend some time talking about Bob Daniels. He has certainly been there and done that 30-plus years. He's had a lot of really, really good teams. They were in a little downstretch. And, you know, if you read the internet, everyone should be fired. Some people were calling for him to lose his job. How nice is it that they anyway seem to have flipped the corner a little bit, because his long career certainly deserves it.
Absolutely, and Bob does a good job. He's one of the good guys in the business. No, he's endured a lot over the course of his 30-plus years as a coach, and we all have. I mean, we've all had some years where, again, where whether we've overachieved or we've had, you know, we've had good quality years and years that we're satisfied with. And there's obviously times that, you know, we'd like to have some of those years back. But at the end of the day, he's got a sample size of he's a heck of a coach, and he's a great operator. And, and I have the utmost respect for Bob Daniels.
Got a lot of names that, you know, I haven't been calling their names for a lot of years. They're not an overly young team, but they're not an overly old team either. How good of a grasp do you have on this current edition of the Bulldogs?
Not great. We played them twice last year, Schultze only. I don't have a great feel for them. Looking at their lineup, I do like they're really strong up the middle. I mean, they're really strong up the middle with Pecorny and McGrath and there's some pretty good players, and they're all four centers I thought were pretty good, and And so, and you're right, they're kind of, Logan Stein's playing well in nets, and they got a good blend of youth and experience. And again, they swept us last year. So, I mean, we've got